Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Eve, and you're listening to Transforming Trauma. I'm here to share my truth in hopes of inspiring others to share theirs. This podcast helps me to feel connected, empowered, and hopeful, and my intention is to share what's going on in one survivor's corner of the world. Tonight, I'd like to be honest and share that I've been struggling these past few months for many reasons, and being in the presence of survivors speaking their truths has truly reminded me of my own strength and perseverance. Beyond the daily headlines, I've been finding spaces to be with survivors in person, and it's been the most healing thing I could do for myself during these difficult times. Me Too. I did not expect to have my Me Too catharsis in a room full of 350 college students at their annual Take Back the Night event. It was just 10 years ago that I led these events, and I was usually the only student talking about violence in the home. Most of the survivors would talk about sexual assault, things of that nature. I didn't call it domestic violence back then, or incest, or child sexual abuse, but last night I was blown away by the courage and healing that I witnessed. I truly wished that a documentary could be made about this professor who teaches a course on domestic violence and trains students how to support survivors. They put on this event, and it totally blew me away. At one point, after the first two survivors spoke, we took a break to write messages for the survivors on Post-its, and they were placed on a heart-shaped bulletin board around the room. There was beautiful a cappella singing, poetry, and powerful testimonies. Dozens of students across gender, race, sexual orientation disclosed about their experiences and their healing journeys. One man read an apology letter to his mother, who he invited to the event. The letter was about how he came to understand his mother as a survivor of DV and how he wanted to acknowledge his own abusive behaviors towards her that he'd learned from his father and how he was committed to stopping the violence. Another young woman wrote about the love she has for her parents even though they can't love her the way she loves them, how she feels they've chosen her sibling who abused her. Another student reminded the room that it's a privilege to be in our lives. There was just so much collective wisdom, and I cannot believe that these students were only in their 19, 20, 21 age range. In addition to this event that I attended this week, I helped to put on two open mic events at cafes for October's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and during those events, there was more poetry and sharing and an interactive community art component where people in the community came to these cafes and left messages for survivors, wrote positive qualities that they see in survivors in their lives. And there was also statistics and people's names who have lost their lives for domestic violence. So these art exhibits were up in two cafes for the month of October, and the month culminated with two different open mic nights. So being in the spaces like I've just described have been incredibly healing during a time where it just seems like every single day there is some disclosure and so much hype on social media that I truly feel like I've been hiding under a rock, and I am grateful that there have been places to go. There's a poet also that I love who wrote this. Their name is Andrea Gibson. To the man who decided my body was his for the taking when I was just a kid, may you be always on the lookout for the poem titled with your name, address, and phone number. I've got it memorized, I promise. Sincerely, fully grown me. Don't you just love that? It makes me feel so good to read out loud. Like many survivors around the world, I did not feel safe participating in the Me Too campaign. A mentor and survivor wrote me in an email this past month, "It's so frustrating that nobody ever mentions incest when they talk about domestic violence. We're sexually abused and assaulted as children in our homes by family members. How is this not domestic violence?" Domestic violence creates a perfect environment for incest to take place. The unchallenged control and abuse of power physically not only enables the offender to also abuse sexually, but teaches the children in the family that such behavior is the way it is, and they can either be victims or perpetrators. This reminds me so much of the college student who was talking about how he learned to treat his mother, that was just normal. So many students echo this sense that the way that they were being treated, they thought was normal. They loved their family member. How could they have known otherwise? So is it any wonder that some children in DV families choose to be a perpetrator rather than a victim? Incest does not happen in a vacuum. It happens in the presence of other family dysfunction and is enabled by an atmosphere of unchecked abuse. So as I see it, if we can't make sense of the abuse in our communities, then it's impossible to prevent. If we just accept that so many people have experienced trauma and look how many people are disclosing, then we just accept that this is inevitable. But it doesn't just happen because of some mysterious reason. My hope is that the Me Too campaign will create more accountability in the workplace, more awareness and funding and education about healthy relationships, boundaries, patriarchy. I believe this campaign is powerful and transformative for so many reasons. I have read some of the articles that have come out, but I truly have not kept up with it all out of my own self-preservation, although sometimes it's hard to turn it off. But I want to say that it's not simple for all of us to say Me Too. Experiences of abuse as adults are not the same as experiences of abuse as children. One-time experiences are not the same as years of ongoing trauma. Abuse by strangers or acquaintances are not the same as abuse by fathers and brothers and close family friends. Further, equating sexual harassment to some of the trauma that was perpetrated against those of us who are child survivors feels like an erasure of our suffering. There was one last thing I wanted to make sure I shared, and that was an excerpt from Diana Nyad's op-ed this past month. She wrote a terrific op-ed in the New York Times, and she is a very inspiring champion athlete that I recommend you look up. She wrote, "For me, being silenced was a punishment equal to the molestation. Legal prosecution proved time and time again to be futile, but I could at least regain my own dignity each time I uttered my truth. I've been speaking out loud and strong for nearly 5 decades now. It has been crucial to my own health. It has energized others to speak out too. And I will continue to tell my story until all girls and women find their own voice." So there you have it. These are the words of many other people that I've shared this evening and a couple of thoughts of my own. But it's easy to lose your voice during these difficult months and years and times that we're living in. So until I find my complete strength in the coming weeks and months ahead, I will look to these courageous survivors who can give me inspiration and leadership and continue to follow their lead. So I hope that all of you continue to find your inspiration and strength, whether it's finding support groups or open mic nights or, you know, going to see poetry or art or surrounding yourself in nature, whatever it is you need to do to feel safe and feel seen and heard and protected and loved. Give yourself permission to tune out everything else that does not serve you. You deserve it. I promise you that. You are your own best advocate, and I believe in you. So the last thing I want to say is check out rachelgrantcoaching.com and check out her Beyond Surviving podcast for so many incredible interviews. And I look forward to talking to you next month. Have a great one. Take care. Be well.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.